I was living in paradise, away from the legal and financial battles that engulfed my life when I made a mistake no self-respecting non-human mammal would ever make. Does a gazelle hesitate when he or she senses the presence of a lioness? Does a gazelle amble over to her and ask, "Are you my friend?" Of course not. As soon as the gazelle senses a lioness's presence, the gazelle makes tracks at phenomenal speed, up to 50 miles per hour to avoid becoming dinner. But when a human predator who made my skin crawl moved in two doors from me, what did I do? Take the olive greenish tint of his skin as a warning? Take the, uh-oh, there's no escape in this dark alley pounding of my heart as a warning? Take the image of a devil that invariably came to me when I saw him as a sign to stay away? No. Instead, I worked very hard to talk myself out of my visceral abhorrence of him. After all, I was transitioning from agnostic professor to enlightened spiritual scientist. I was focusing on positive thinking, which meant I didn't want to think about or acknowledge the reality of human predators. I was also trying to focus on forgiveness. In addition to looking devilish to me, this man's physical appearance was very similar to that of a man who had dragged me into a court battle, someone I thought at the time might turn around if I focused on forgiving him. Short story, in this case it hasn't worked yet. I struggled with my abhorrence by engaging in idle conversation with him. I worked at being verbally civil and succeeded. My mind rationalized the angst I felt every time I saw him, viewing it as some form of New Age penance. About a year after I met my predator neighbor, the movers arrived to pack up my stuff for my move from Barbados to Grenada. When the medical school where I was teaching had transferred me, I thought my beneficence had been rewarded in two ways. First and foremost, I was thrilled that I would never again have to see the man who still made my skin crawl. Second, I thought my instincts must have been wrong because he showed up to help load all my possessions, minus one suitcase for a quick trip back to the States, including all my beloved high-end photography equipment, onto the delivery truck. He wasn't such a bad guy after all, my rational mind was telling me. All the while, my still erratically behaving heart wanted to escape. The truth came crashing down when I flew back to the Caribbean and learned, after badgering the movers for several days, that my stuff was never going to arrive. My predator neighbor had gone to the delivery company's office the day after I left Barbados, canceled the shipment, got a refund of my money, stolen all of my stuff, and then vanished from Barbados. What was supposed to be a lesson in forgiveness and positive thinking ended up being a lesson in how to deal with the loss of everything I owned again. That was the fourth, and I hope, the final time I lost all my possessions. Yes, I've had an eventful life. More importantly for this chapter, the loss of all my possessions was a painful lesson for me about the importance of trusting bad vibes and good vibes. All organisms on this planet use vibration, also known as energy, as a primary means of communication. I learned the hard way that ignoring this primary means of communication is a huge mistake, one we humans make all the time. Essentially, we buy the Brooklyn Bridge even though on some level we know we're being had. We override our feelings when our rational minds focus on words, especially when they're spoken by silver-tongued swindlers or lovers. The problem with words, much as I love them, is that they can cover up far more reliable energetic communication. I once heard a line of dialogue in a movie at 3 a.m., just as I was starting to doze off, a line memorable enough to make me happy I stayed up half the night. Quote, "Language was designed to hide feelings," unquote. There was nothing my predator neighbor had said that would have tipped me off to his chosen career as a scam artist. There was nothing I said that would have tipped him off to the fact that I was on to him. Yet as much as I tried to talk myself out of it, on some level, I knew because I could read his energy, his bad vibrations. To create the honeymoon effect in your life, you need to take advantage of your wonderful innate gift, the ability to sense good and bad vibrations. And to do so, you'll likely have to overcome the programming you received in your youth, although that's not the only programming you'll have to undo, as I will explain in Chapter 4. So many of us learn from a young age to ignore messages we receive energetically. Don't listen to your feelings, listen to the words. So we talk ourselves out of what we know viscerally, energetically. We ignore warning signs like, "He's lying when he says he loves me." We feel guilty, as I did about my strong dislike for my neighbor, so we rationalize, telling ourselves, I must be wrong because he's saying all the right things, and after all, I love him, and love conquers all. Or we ignore good vibrations. She's really great, but it would never work out because she's not my type. If reading energetically transmitted messages sounds like woo-woo New Age speak to you, it's not. Actually, it's mainstream quantum physics. And yes, we've now come to the real topic of this chapter. At one time, reading others' energy would have sounded woo-woo to me. Like most biologists of my generation, I accepted the principles of Newtonian physics that brilliantly measure and describe how the material universe works. When Newton showed he was able to predict the movements of the solar system by using physical data only, leaving God out of the equation, a rift opened up between science and religion. By the time I was studying science, that rift had become enormous. Until recently, life scientists generally focused on studying the physical realm and left the invisible realm to followers of religion, of which I was not one. In retrospect, I can see that other scientists and I were incredibly naive to think that the mechanics of the universe could be explained using only hyper-rational, traditional Newtonian physics. As accurate as Newtonian principles are for the material world, they're just not enough to explain the world that includes good and bad vibes, miraculous remissions of disease, psychic communication, and the honeymoon effect.